Today we associate the Pilgrims with the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts. However, the landing spot was a bit accidental. The story of that famous voyage, a voyage for which they gave thanks, is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Late in 1620, 102 pilgrims, as we know them, made a 66-day voyage across the Atlantic on the Mayflower. Whit Perry knows much about that journey.
What they would have eaten would have been pickled foods, dried foods, beans and peas, salted meats. They would have had what's called ship's biscuit, which is simply flour and water baked really low temperature, can last over a year in one of the barrels.
Their charter said they were going to New York. Conditions altered that plan.
The captain of the vessel is thinking, I got to get these people off the ship before I start having people starving. We got to get things going, and I got to get back to England.
The captain did attempt to go down the coast toward the intended landing spot, but poor weather and treacherous shoals sent the Mayflower to a landing spot at today's Plymouth, Massachusetts. Captain Christopher Jones didn't just dump the pilgrims out and leave, though.
He was very patient. They had to anchor quite far out, and they kept using the ship to live on while they every day rowed in their shallop and ship's boat to build homes on land.
The Mayflower did remain offshore for about 4 months. Today, you can come to Plymouth, Massachusetts, and see a full-size replica, the Mayflower II. The brightly colored ship resembles, as best as known, the original.
The reason that some of the merchant ships were decorated with different colors and things up high, what we call the bright work, was so that they were easily identifiable by other merchant captains from far away. So they wouldn't normally have the name of the vessel on them because a lot of the sailors couldn't read.
Mayflower II and nearby Plymouth Plantation helped retell the story of the early settlers today. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.